I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about indigenous and tribal cultures all around the world through the lens of a camera. And the camera happens to be held by Phil Borges. And Phil's produced a number of beautiful coffee table books. His most current is Tibet, Culture on the Edge. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Sally's on the line in Lavelle, Pennsylvania. Sally, thanks for your call.
Thank you. I have recently met citizens of Malawi who are suffering from extreme drought. They've planted their crops three times, and three times they've failed their basic food crop. And also citizens of Central America experiencing a qualitatively different hurricane, causing more flooding than ever. And it appears that it's the most vulnerable of the world who are most directly affected by climate change brought on by the overconsumption of the West. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on that, and what type of climate change you're seeing occur in Tibet?
Yeah, Sally, that's very true. They're the people that pay the price because they directly live off the land. You know, we have our options where we get our food. If there's a hurricane in one part of the world, we can start buying our food from another place. These people that are directly tied to the land, they have that one option. So if that goes away, they starve. And that's happening all over the place. What I saw in Tibet is the same thing you've seen in Malawi and elsewhere, is the farmers are having a very, very difficult time. Their crops are maturing way too fast because it's too warm. They're not getting the yields. The nomads can't herd their animals because the grasslands are turning to deserts. And so it's essentially, you know, these people are the canaries in the coal mine. These are the people that are right now suffering, but it won't be long before we all are facing it.
You know, Sally makes a good point, and it's been my hunch, but it just seems like a hunch that's convenient to forget. We may be having a little bit of concern with climate change and so on, but people in the tropics and people in the developing part of the world, they're getting it double. When it comes to violent weather, when it comes to the encroachment of deserts, when it comes to torrential rain washing away topsoil, when it comes to mudslides.
Those are the ones who are also the least prepared to adapt because of lack of resource.
Sally, you mentioned a hurricane, I think, hitting Guatemala, and I think you've talked about that too, Phil.
Yep.
Yeah. Sally, thanks for your call.
Thank you.